Hare Krishna. If someone would like to verify for themselves, they can go on BBC website and see that some days ago there was an article about cockroach milk being superior to cow's milk. Not on the market yet, but fortunately, some insane scientists are being paid money to work on it, and you'll be able to purchase it sometime in the future. It's good for you. This is the state of the world, unfortunately. And it's Kali Yuga, insanity. And the only remedy to this insanity is Krishna consciousness. There is no other. And the basis of Krishna consciousness is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm emphasizing hearing Srimad Bhagavatam because I'm just reading the Bhagavat Mahatmya, which is the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam gives a Bhagavat Mahatmya at the end of the Bhagavatam itself, and it also begins with the glorification of Bhagavatam. Kim vapare ishvaraha sagyaridhyavadhyateyatikushushushabhishtakshana. But this is a separate book. It's from Padma Purana. And it makes one remember what Bhagavatam says in the beginning when it says Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that one has to hear Bhagavatam regularly, every day, in order to be protected from the insanity of Kali Yuga. And this is a real example of Kali Yuga, cockroach milk. Doesn't it just make you cringe? What to speak of the fact that some so-called PhDs have nothing else to do with their knowledge but research into insane things like this. Kali Yuga. To be protected from this type of insanity will only really be possible if one regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, if devotees regularly hear and read and study Srimad Bhagavatam. I mentioned this at least once, but maybe more than once, but this new aspect of it that Kesha Bharti Maharaj had taken a vow to read the Bhagavatam in 1 year. That was last year, and he did it, 43 pages a day. That was just the verses. And now he's doing it again, a second time, and if I remember right, now he's actually doing the purports as well. Probably taking more than a year to do that. And I'm also, again, making a venture into the 11th canto, which is always my goal, especially to write a book on Bhagavad Gita. But when we read this Bhagavad Mahatmya, very interesting. One part of the story, which is that Bhakti Devi is despondent because she's become very weak, and her sons Gyana and Vairagya are on the verge of death. And Narada Muni helps her out, and the solution becomes, no one knows the solution, the solution becomes, comes from the Kumaras, who tell her that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is the only way to revive bhakti and to revive knowledge and renunciation, both of which have liberation as their aim. So the interesting or important thing there is that bhakti, among many important things, is that bhakti doesn't actually have its power. She lost her power without Bhagavatam. And this was taking place even in Vrindavan. So without this regular hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam to advance in spiritual life, to be protected from the influence of Kali Yuga, and ultimately to know where one is going in spiritual life, as Gop Kumar was also instructed by the Vaikuntha Yudhas, go and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not even enough to be pure at heart. You've got to understand tattva, and that you're only going to get from Srimad Bhagavatam. Nothing else gives such a clear point. Oh yes, and so sages recommended hearing the Vedas, Upanishads, and even Bhagavad Gita. This was the point I was going to make. And even hearing Bhagavad Gita couldn't revive Bhakti Devi. Had to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in Bhagavad Gita, devotional service is mentioned, but neither its sambandha, avideya, yojana is not given in detail. Just in very sutra form. Wasn't enough. Wasn't enough to revive Bhakti Devi. Very interesting. So, do we read Srimad Bhagavatam every day? Do we hear Srimad Bhagavatam? And there may be devotees who, either from being at distance to temples or daily Bhagavat recitation, although nowadays on the internet, most places you can be on, but perhaps one needs to already be at work at that time. Excuses or reasoning doesn't supplant positive activity. You may have a reason why you're not hearing Bhagavatam, just like we may have a reason why we're not chanting Hare Krishna, but it doesn't make a difference. The effect of being negligent in this regard will have its effect, reason or no reason. At least one needs to read if one can't hear. Srila Prabhupada mentions that hearing is better, if you can't do that, then read. And read regularly. Read every day. Devotees, the position of Srimad Bhagavatam is so unique. Well, we see Srila Prabhupada in spreading the mission of Krishna consciousness and giving Krishna consciousness all over to his world. What was his main thrust? To translate the Bhagavatam and to present it and explain it in a way that was relevant and understandable to fallen people of this age. And of course, Bhagavatam starts off, one of the themes of the Bhagavatam is how do people of this Manda, Sumanda, Mandabhagya, fallen age, who themselves are so fallen, how do they understand what the purpose of life is, how do they attain it, how do they hear about Krishna, and the answer is that you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and this Bhagavatam is the answer. It will make the Manda, Sumanda, Mandavadya, it will make them Subhad, it will make them fortunate, it will make the unfortunate fortunate. Otherwise, in the absence, you don't do it. So, my theme was choose between hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or drinking cockroach milk, because that's what represents Kali Yuga and the world that we live in today. Hare Krishna, what more graphic explanation, evidence, and contrast need be said?